And this morning, we're going to have, before we're going to have communion service, I want to share you a passage here in the book of Isaiah, chapter 53. If you could open your Bible into the book of Isaiah, chapter 53. Isaiah 53, verse 3. I'm going to read from New King James Version. He is despised and rejected by man. This chapter talking about the Messiah to come is talking about he is despised and rejected by man. I mean, just the opening statement, can you imagine that you hear that, hear the Messiah and despised and rejected by man. If you read in John 1, you see that he come to his own people and his own people not accepted him. A man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our face from him. He would despise, and we did not esteem him. Can you imagine just any person out in the street, and everywhere he or she go, afraid of people look at you. And if they look at you, they're going to run away from you. It seems like you might have a scar. Maybe you're not look very nice. Maybe deformed somehow. It's just people just want to hang around with you. Here Jesus talking, the point is, Jesus come to this world and despised and rejected by men. Now remember, the book of Isaiah is foretell 600 years ahead of time. And here the Israel know very well what the Messiah going to come to be. But when it's come, people still afraid. I don't know about you, but when you think about Jesus, maybe he looked like a homeless. Because he don't have a home. He go in here and there. Maybe people give food to him to eat. And so he never have a home. People might see that maybe he look like a hobo or something. But you know what? Jesus already portrayed, I will come here. And this would happen. People were despised and rejected by men. Can you imagine 30 years of his life? He wake up and go to sleep every single day. He just hang on that sorrow in his life. The sorrow is just increasing as a year go by. The sorrow that he have bears and so much grief that he bear. And people say that the man of sorrow. His suffering is so deep anguish in his soul. Can you imagine that the God, the infinite God, bear the sorrow? You know, Jesus really hates sin. Just imagine, you know, I just make an example. Let's say I hate wear a purple shirt. Now don't give me a purple shirt on Christmas. And here someone forced me have to wear it and tied me down and wear that. You know, that's what Jesus feels. He hates sin so much, but he have to bear the sin. Can you imagine? He hates the sin. He said the sin's so terrible in his life. He don't want to see it. He don't want to look at it. But he have to wear it. He have to bear every single sin of every single soul in this world. That's what Jesus did. He know he have no, he are guiltless, but he have to be punished like a guilty. He are innocent, and yet he offer himself as a person have transgression the law. I mean, he's innocent, but he have to bear, just like anyone else, break the law. What does it feel like? He don't want to do that. But he absorbed all that to himself. The punishment of the sins of every soul was born upon the Son of God. He bore that every single your sin and my sin. And sometimes we feel like, or maybe think about just a simple thing that maybe he just sorrow for a point of time then he will be resurrected, and God will give him a bright future. My friend, sometimes we think about his view, I mean, the view of atonement is so simple. We should take in the term that is a serious matter. It's so serious that Jesus willing to die in the foundation of the world, according to Revelation 13:8. We should open our mind to and not limit ourselves in a simple atonement. Verse 5 of Isaiah chapter 53. Isaiah 53 verse 5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripe we were healed. We might think Christ suffered just a little portion. The penalty of the law upon the Son of God may be a short while. And the wrath of God might felt on his dear Son may be not so strong. But my friend, it's more than that. He absorbed all the pain. The evidence of Father's love, just say, reject him. You know, I just imagine here. The God wrath is over any man who transgressed the law. The punish to death those who walk away. Now, Jesus saw that. He stepped into it and cover us, so the wrath of God fall upon Jesus instead of on us. Now, if God could withhold his wrath, that means he have to change the law. But the law of God is love. He cannot change that. You understand? Jesus absorbed everything that you and I are supposed to absorb. The death forever. That's what it means. If we think that he suffered that's a little lightly, that's a great mistake. Many people back then have suffered either torture or crucifixion. But if the suffering of Christ is just only a physical pain, then his death is just like another martyr. His death and suffering is more than that. We're wondering how come he died so quickly on the cross. People sometimes take 7 days or 10 days. Well, Ellen G. White told us that so much sin from us, you and I, has crushed his heart. He might not die from physical pain. He died from broken heart. I know his heart was broken because people have walked in sin. And the only thing he can do is just die for us so we can receive eternal life. But I think his suffering, his broken heart is more than just you and I who have to accept Jesus. But those who today, this very age, reject him. You know, I can imagine 2,000 years ago, people might not really see the Messiah's coming and going. But today, we have seen it. I don't understand why today people still reject God. I don't understand why today people still walk in sin. And not only that, more and more into the end of time. More and more. You know, I don't want to throw this in, but it's just broke my heart last couple of days that as the election going on, and I sit in a hotel room and saw the election. So many leaders step up the plate and did not hold the value of the Bible. They don't care. They don't care what's going on. As long as you get famous, popularity to get elected. Today we walk so far away from God, long. And I'm wondering, so many people walk away from God today. Why? Jesus was nailed on the cross. He didn't open his mouth to curse the people. But he only opened his mouth to say, Father, forgive them, for they not know what they did. Today people reject him, and God say, forgive them. Forgive them. Forgive them. He continues to say, forgive them. See, his only purpose is Jesus come to this world is to save you and I. To save every man and woman who walk on the face of this earth. Not even one person that we rejected. Not even the enemy. And so as today, let not like make lightly of his suffering. He bears so much for us. As he sits in heaven, if one soul have not yet accepted him, his heart is broken. Because he did everything to save every soul on this earth. And so as today's communion service, he asks us to remember. Remember what he did 2,000 years ago on Calvary. Remember. As long as you remember, then you continue to proclaim this great message to the end of earth. Shall we pray? O Lord, our God, forgive us sometime we just think about your sorrow. It's a symbol, but it's not. You have to bear so much. And you're going through all this just for us. There's time that if we break any law of you or distrust you anyway, forgive us, God. Forgive us because we're so weak. Help us, Lord, as we partake the communion service today. Bring us back closer to you. Draw us close to your heart that we never, never walk away from you. We pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.